Se come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come and connect to the Spirit of the Lord. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Oh, come in thy strength and thy power. Come, oh, in your special way. We say, come, Holy Spirit, I need. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way again. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Oh, I don't wanna go the same way again. Touch me with your hand, oh Jesus. Oh, I don't wanna go the same way again. Touch me with your hand. Oh! Father, tonight we come before your presence under the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask that your presence will be strong, your grace will be strong, answers will be given to us instantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask for your presence to be stronger than ever. As we enter into prayer, Lord, let the heavens be open and let the clouds shift in our favors. Let answers be brought to the needy. The heavy laden will leave you blessed. There will be change and there will be manifestation. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering and take your seat. Tonight, we're going to spend some time to pray. As the year is drawing to an end, there must be great investment of prayer. There must be great investment of prayer in each day of the year. Because every new season must be birthed in the previous season. So tonight we are dealing with my Manasseh season has come. Yeah. Your amen is not strong. And a miracle ourselves. My Manasseh season has come. Lift your right hand and say, my Manasseh season has come. Oh, say it three times. Say it three times. Say, my Manasseh season has come. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare I've entered into my season of Manasseh. Say, my Manasseh season is here. In the name of Jesus, I will not be denied. I will not be denied. I will not be denied. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 41. Verse 50 to 51. Genesis 41, 50 to 51. Genesis 41, 50 to 51. And to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath was his wife. Okay? Joseph's wife was a daughter of a prophetess or a priest to an unknown God. So Joseph married somebody who was not a Christian. That's for another day. Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. 51. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. I declare over your life, you have entered into your season of Manasseh. God is going to cause you to forget all your pain. God is going to cause you to forget all your toys. All the toys you have seen in 2023. Something is about to happen. You are about to step into that season where God will cause you to forget all your toil, all the shame, all the pain. They shall be forgotten in the name of Jesus. Give me the TLB version. Give me a TLB version. We're going to pray a lot of time today. He said, during verse 51, he said, Joseph named his oldest son Manasseh, meaning made to forget. Something is going to happen for you between now and 31st December that will cause you to forget all the disappointment, all the shame, all the shame, all the pain, all the frustration. Something will happen between now and 31st December and you will forget all the pain, all the toils. Sometimes it's just one event. One event is going to take place. It will cause you to forget every pain, every toil. I didn't bring you a long sermon today. I brought you a word. In your season of Manasseh, all your toils will be forgotten. All the pain. And he said, what he meant was that God had made him up to him. For all. So God is going to make up for all the loss. I say God is going to make up for all the loss. God is going to make up for all the pain. God is going to make up for all the affliction. God is going to make up for all the trials. God will make up every pain, every loss, every wastage you saw. God is going to make up. If I cost you something, okay, let's say I supplied you something and you didn't like it, and I tell you I'll make up, it means that restoration is coming, and that restoration will be better than what was not correct. What God is saying is that whatever you have lost, whatever you have, it has been wasted in your life in 2023, all the sleepless night, all the accusations, all the pain, all the frustration in your season of Manasseh, God is going to cause you to forget all the anguish. He said he forgot the anguish of his youth and for the loss of his father's home. You see, Joseph was driven out of his father's home painfully. His brothers sold him into slavery. And his life began to enter into series of chaos, series of trials, series of unexpected experiences. He lost his family. He lost his father's companionship. He lost the brotherhood. And then the road of slavery was not smooth. From slavery, an opportunity came. The opportunity came with a big problem. He nearly lost his life because he was falsely accused. After all these events, the Lord brought him into a season where God gave him something. Manasseh was not just a spirit. Manasseh was a son. It was an evidence of a blessing. The blessing of Manasseh was not spiritual. It was physical. Something physical was given to Joseph. And he sat down. He looked into the heavens. He said, God has caused me to forget the betrayal of my brothers. The loss of my home. The pain of being disconnected from home. God has compensated me. I came to announce to somebody, God will compensate your loss. God will compensate your trial. God will compensate you for that shame. That toil you have toiled from January to now to fix a problem. You have toiled for years to fix a problem. The more you try to fix it, the more it gets complex. I brought a word from the Lord to you. I'm not guessing the word. I am sure of the word. You are about to step into your season of Manasseh. God will compensate you. God will compensate you for all the unanswered prayers, for all the rains that has refused to fall on your life. There is coming a season of compensation. Receive your Manasseh. Receive your Manasseh. Receive your Manasseh. You will handle it. You will experience it. I give you new keys to your new house. I give you keys to your car. I give you the blessing of your Manasseh. You will not cry again. I came to declare the year will end well. 2024, it will be full of money for you. It will be full of good news for you. I speak, you are your season of Manasseh. Manasseh must come. Because if Manasseh does not come, Ephraim cannot come. That is why tonight God is going to usher you into your Manasseh. When you enter your Manasseh, then Ephraim can come. Because Ephraim means, God, you have caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Can I speak into your life? Manasseh is opening the door.
for your Ephraim. I speak a dimension of restoration that will shut the mouth of your enemies forever. Your enemies will bow down in shame. You will not bow down in shame. Your Manasseh will bring glory to God. God is going to shift the atmosphere. There's going to be an atmosphere shift, because in your Manasseh, you will not count your losses, you will count your blessings. In your Manasseh, you will not count your frustration, you will count your elevation. You will say, is it me that I am in this condition? The Lord has turned the story around. Can I speak into your life the word of the Lord for you tonight? You are entering into your Manasseh. You are swimming in the waters of your Manasseh. A great compensation, a great restoration, a great reward. You will be rewarded for your toils. Your toils will not be wasted. Your temptations will not be wasted. Whatever trial you have gone through, I brought you a word from Elohim. You have entered into your season of Manasseh. You will laugh. The restoration will cause you to forget. Give me the 52. When Manasseh came, Ephraim came, and the Bible said, Joseph had a second child and he named him Ephraim, meaning fruitful. I came to declare to you, after your Manasseh is your Ephraim. The next time your enemies see you, the person that wants to bring you down, they should get ready. When you were not in your Manasseh, they could do anything to you. They can molest you, they can enslave you, they can accuse you and go scot free. But in your Manasseh, you will be in your exalted mood. You will be in a very powerful position. Joseph became the administrator of the nation. Can I speak to somebody? After tonight, your Manasseh will come. Your Manasseh can be a document. Your Manasseh can be a call. Your Manasseh can be a door. I speak in the name of Jesus, by divine revelation, you have entered your season of Manasseh. Manasseh, in Manasseh, you don't cry, you don't have sleepless night. You have joy and celebrations. You have rewards for your labor. Every labor that has not been rewarded, every sacrifice that has not been rewarded, I decree over your life, your season of Manasseh will vomit them into your life. Manasseh will vomit it into your hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every step you have taken that has not been rewarded, you will receive a reward for it. 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 The accusation is not in vain. You will receive a reward for it. The waste was not in vain. You will receive a reward for it. That is why we say nothing is lost and nothing is wasted. If even something was lost, your Manasseh will count you a blessed man. You will look at what you lost and what Manasseh gave you, and you will realize you lost nothing. I speak a Manasseh season over you, a Manasseh harvest, a Manasseh goodwill, a Manasseh anointing. Between now and 31st December, Marakataya Bapaya, the forces of Manasseh are invading your story. They are invading your life. They are invading your finances. They are invading your business. The forces of Manasseh, the powers of Manasseh, I decree and declare, you that was rejected, you that was mocked, you that was put to shame, after tonight, let something happen. Let the heavens speak over your life. At the end of this prayer time, God will fill your mouth with laughter. Your Rasopala Dagataya, your Manasseh will shut the work of your enemies. God will give them a showdown. Marado Savalataya, you will walk majestically in the midst of your enemies. You will rule. because Manasseh will open a new door over your life. Manasseh will give you a reason to laugh. What am I saying tonight? God is giving you a reason to laugh. Tell somebody, God is giving you a reason to laugh. Tell the person, God is giving you a reason to laugh. There is a reason you will laugh this year. I said, there is a reason you will laugh this year. Yesterday, I was chatting with a friend and I made a comment, followed with another comment, and she was laughing. And she said, Pastor Prince, my daughters are wondering why I'm laughing. They don't understand why she was laughing, because she was the only one reading our chat. There is something God is going to do for you. You will walk in your hall. You will be walking in the bedroom. You will just be laughing. Your Manasseh will give you a reason to laugh. Every spirit of sadness, every spirit of moodiness will not continue to live with you after tonight. Receive your season. A company of Manasseh. You will turn to the north, you see your Manasseh. You will turn to the south, you see your Manasseh. You will turn to the east, you see your Manasseh. You will turn to the west, your Manasseh is rushing to you. You will leave this place as you drive out of the gate. God is sending your Manasseh. You will laugh before the end of November, before the end of December. As for 2024, I usher you into your season of Manasseh. When I meet you Sunday after Sunday, you will have a testimony to say. Am I talking to someone? You will have a testimony to say. 2024, every week, each of the 52 weeks, there will be a testimony on your lips. There will be a testimony on your lips. There will be a testimony on your lips. I decree and declare what Manasseh meant for Joseph, he will mean to you. He will mean to you. Your Malosi Brakataya, songs of Manasseh shall begin to be heard from your throat. I decree and declare what Manasseh did for Joseph, it will happen to you. It will happen to you. Joseph, we will pray a prayer that God will cause you to stand before your Pharaoh. There is a kind of a Pharaoh God must cause you to stand before. The Bible said it in many instances. Let me show you before we enter into prayer. But I sense within my spirit that people are going to bet their Manasseh season tonight. Your amen is not strong. You are going to bet it tonight. We will stand in the place of prayer. We will labor. He said, and you see, what interests me is that Ephraim couldn't come until Manasseh came. There is a blessing in Manasseh that is why it's difficult to bet your Manasseh. Because when Manasseh comes, many other blessings follow. When Manasseh came, Ephraim came, and he said, Ephraim means fruitful. Look in your palms and say, I'm becoming fruitful. Prophesy that 7 times. Look into your palms and declare, I am becoming fruitful. Say, I am becoming fruitful. 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 Yeah. When your Manasseh come, Ephraim will follow. He said, for God has made me fruitful in this land of slavery. I prophesy, you will still be in Ghana. You may not even need to travel, but in Ghana, in this Ghana, God will cause you to be fruitful. God will cause you to walk in abundance. You will have more than enough. 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 Kelebo sandala papayas. In your Manasseh, God will cause you to forget. That pain you feel is because Manasseh has not come. When Manasseh comes, you forget the pain. Some of you are married now, but before you found your wife or husband, you experienced some big broken heart, and you thought you would never come out of it. You thought you were going to die until God sent you your spouse. And when your spouse came, it looked as if you never had a broken heart. That is the power of Manasseh. When Manasseh comes, no matter the intensity of the flames of affliction, the waters in Manasseh will calm it down. It will quench it and it will look as if there was no fire. I came to announce to you, remember Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, their Manasseh was the fourth man. When the fourth man entered the fire with them, they were in the fire but they were not consumed. Their hair was intact. Their dress was intact. They came out as though they were not in fire. In your Manasseh, it doesn't matter the intensity of poverty. It doesn't matter the intensity of the affliction. When your Manasseh comes, it has the power to compensate. It has the power to make up. I declare in the name of Jesus, God is making you up. I said, God is making you up. I said, God is making you up. Somebody shout, God is making me up. They will look at you and they will not recognize you. Most of you men, on your wedding day, you could not believe that that was your wife. They made them up in a way that it dazzled you, it confused you. That is what Manasseh does to a man. When Manasseh embraces you, when you enter into your Manasseh, I came to declare to you, God is making you up. When they see you the next time, they will not be able to recognize you. The only thing they will know is your name. They will say, is that Akosua? You say, yes, I am the Akosua you know. When Manasseh comes, I see three people entering into a great door that Manasseh is opening. Your season of Manasseh is opening. You will forget your pain. You will forget your frustration. You will forget all that the enemy attempted to destroy you. I announce to you, the ladders of Manasseh has been given unto you. You are moving on ladders. I see 11 ladders released to someone. You are going to climb the ladders of Manasseh. Your life will be totally transformed. You will be totally transformed. You will be totally transformed. The last days of 2023, God is going to show you a side of his goodness, a side of his power, a side of his blessing. Somebody shout, I am in my blessing of Manasseh. Yeah, I am in my blessing of Manasseh. Everybody needs a Manasseh. Everybody needs a Manasseh. Everybody needs a Manasseh. At least if you are in Ghana, you need a Manasseh. You need a Manasseh. You need a Manasseh. Receive your own Manasseh. Oh, receive your own Manasseh. May the Lord send an angel to open that door. You will enter that season. There is a season of joy. Give me the 51. There's a season of that Manasseh. You will forget. You will forget that pain. I didn't come with a sermon. I came with a word. You will forget that pain. You will forget that frustration. You will forget that humiliation. You will forget that insult. Somebody insulted you because of your predicament. Somebody looked down on you because of your situation. Somebody sized you down and sized you out because of what you are going through. God tells me to tell you explicitly that you are about to enter a season where you forget the mockery of men, where you forget the pain you have faced, where you forget that you once suffered. Yeah. You see, sometimes when you are unemployed and then you get employed, whilst you are employed, you even forget that you once was not employed. Can I announce to you? I announce to 50 people, you are entering your season of Manasseh. You are entering your season of Manasseh. You are entering your season of Manasseh. A time of joy is going to come. Listen, your bank account is about to change. If you are clapping, you clap. There is a season coming. You see, God is going to give you. Manasseh came because Joseph exhibited a level of wisdom. He showed the king what he should do. And after he showed the king was bamboozled, gave Joseph a wife. Out of the wife came Manasseh. There is something God is going to start. What you know to do is going to be a weapon God is going to use. Your career is going to be a weapon God is going to use. Your profession is going to be a weapon God is going to use. Your business is going to be a weapon God is going to use. Remember, Joseph knew how to interpret dreams already. He didn't learn how to interpret dreams in prison. He had the gift. He had the skill how to interpret dreams. He used to have dreams and he interpreted it himself. So that gift was there. But you see, there are different atmospheres where your gift becomes a blessing. In the prison, when your gift manifests, it can be forgotten. Remember, it was forgotten. There are times that your gift must manifest in the prison for a long time. I don't think that Joseph manifested that gift only once. Whilst in prison, there was more. He was just blessing them, but nobody heard about him. He was blessing them, but Manasseh didn't come. That is the season I'm talking about. That is the toiling. You are investing, nothing is coming. You are laboring, no favor. You are pushing, nothing is pushing. Joseph was exhibiting the gift in prison, but no Manasseh came until there came an opportunity. Listen to me. God is going to use what you have, what you know. There is coming an opening, a little opening. There is coming a complexity of a problem. There is coming. Look, as I'm preaching, my spirit has gone back about 8 years. Whilst I was doing one of the miracle services, and I could see Jackie sitting there, and the Lord told me to declare somebody's season of total elevation was come. While she was sitting, the power hit her. Her life was never the same again. I can feel that same anointing. There is coming a season of Manasseh for someone. You will enter that season and your life will never be the same again. There's going to be a turn of the situation. The situation will turn. You have done enough. God must now send your Manasseh. I decree and declare, your Manasseh will be better tonight. Your season of Manasseh is not an idea. It's not an imagination. It's a reality. Manasseh was born to Joseph. And he looked at the child. I'm sure when he looked at the child, his mind began to roam. Because you can see, he said, my anguish. The anguish of his youth, where a young boy was thrown into a pit in the bush in the forest. His own brothers picked him up to sell him as if it was a book or dress. What a shock. And whilst they wheeled him away, the Ishmaelites wheeled him away into Egypt to merchandise him. His brothers were happy and saying, we will see what will become of you. As he looked at Manasseh, tears were flowing. I declare, your Manasseh will cause you to tear with joy. God will do it, and you will look at it and you'll be tearing. They'll ask you why. You say, you don't know the anguish of my youth. You don't know what I went through. You don't know the knives and the pains, the eggs in my body, the shame I got to endure before I came here. Looked at Manasseh with all full memory of the prison experience, of his best friend forgetting about him in prison. He looked at all and looked at Potiphar's wife's attempt, how he survived it. So he looking at his child, Kalevo Kabranda Bahatas. It is true that Manasseh became greater than Ephraim, became greater than Manasseh, because when Jacob was praying for his grandchildren, whom he later adopted as his children, because the sons of the tribe of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, Joseph is not part. Levi was taken out, and Ephraim and Manasseh replaced them. Grandsons became sons of Jacob. While he was praying for them, he changed the hand. Sometimes Manasseh must come for Ephraim to come. It doesn't mean that Manasseh will be greater than Ephraim. Sometimes you must open a door. Your children must be greater than you. But Manasseh must come. It was Manasseh that Joseph looked at him and began to cry and began to forget. He said, God, you've made me forget my pain. How could he? He was in prison. Let me show you some scriptures. There is a Pharaoh you must stand before. There is a Pharaoh you must stand before. And after you stand before this Pharaoh, you will break through. Your amen is not strong. There is an ordained Pharaoh you must meet. There is a Pharaoh your destiny is connected to. And tonight as we pray, if Manasseh will come, that Pharaoh must come. Yeah, if Manasseh will come, because after he stood before Pharaoh, Pharaoh took a wife and gave to him. Lift up your right hand. I prophesy over your life. You are entering your season of Manasseh. I see the rushing of grace over your life. The last days of this year will be crowned with many testimonies out of your season of Manasseh in Jesus' name. There is a Pharaoh you must stand before. Let's go to Genesis 41. La Grata Vahayas. So Joseph had come to interpret the dreams to Pharaoh. Because of time, I don't want to read the whole story. So he has finished reading, like interpreting the dream to Pharaoh. He said, look, a season of bumper harvest is coming, 7 years. And after that, there's going to be a 7 years of famine. Then Pharaoh, let's go to the verse 41 quickly. Zagalababa. With all of my heart, with all of my heart, I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. Somebody, this is the song you are going to sing this year. In the last days of 2023, I see God. Are you in church at all? I see you standing and singing, because God is going to give you an explosive testimony. And all you can sing is, with all of my heart, with all of my heart, oh, I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. Then Pharaoh placed his own signet ring on Joseph's finger as a token of his authority, and dressed him in beautiful clothing, and placed the royal gold chain about his neck, and declared, see, I have placed you in charge of all the land of Egypt. When you stand before this Pharaoh, your life is going to change. I say your life is going to change. Take me to the next verse. And Pharaoh also gave Joseph the chariot of his second in command. And wherever he went, the shout arose, kneel down, bow. The honor came on Joseph because he met his Pharaoh. There is a hard guy you are going to meet. There is a tough man you are going to meet. There is a man of power. But there is going to be a problem in his camp that only you carry the solution. I pray in the name of Jesus, every kind of Pharaoh you must connect to, every kind of Pharaoh you must connect to, receive the anointing. to be connected to. And when you stand before this Pharaoh, may wisdom be granted unto you. May grace be released upon you. May you be the answer to the problem in the name of Jesus. Verse 44, he said, and Pharaoh declared to Joseph, I, the king of Egypt, swear that you shall have complete charge over all. You see, suddenly the guy has come out of prison. He has come out of the corner. Even Potiphar cannot put him in the corner again. Even Potiphar's wife will have to now obey him. Potiphar is now going to take instruction from the boy they schemed against. Can I declare to you, your enemies, those who schemed against you, God is going to lift you up so much so that you have rule over them. Whatever used to disturb you, the Lord is going to lift you up above every storm in the name of Jesus. The next verse. There's a Pharaoh we will meet. May God raise that Pharaoh for you. May God raise that Pharaoh for you. The rest of November and December, may God give you that Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. And Pharaoh gave him a name, meaning he has the... is that where they put the Zafana Pania? Uh-huh. That's the meaning of what I'm going to... Zafana Pania. He has the godlike power of life and death, and he gave him a wife, a girl named Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, the priest of Heliopolis. So Joseph became famous again throughout the land of Egypt. Your announcement is about to take place. God is about to announce you to your world. You will not be in your small corner again. God is about to announce you to your world. I said, God is about to announce you to your world. In the name of Jesus, rise up on your feet. Begin to thank God. Begin to give him praise. Let me hear prayer. Begin to thank God. Begin to give him praise. Thank him. You are entering your season of manna. Say, thank him. Thank him. Thank God. Thank God. You are going to forget the pain. You are going to forget the frustration because of the testimonies in the name of Jesus. Today we are praying with songs. We are not praying with instruments. Lift your voice and pray. Thank him that you are in your season. Oh, your season of manners. Lift your voice. Just thank God. Lift your voice and thank God. Lift your voice and thank him. Manduski Vransa Tavaya. Lebra Katalaba Sandalababa. Adelele Masandalababaya. Lift your voice and thank him. Lift your voice. Close your eyes and pray. Andele Makasa Dababaya. And hallowed the period of prayer. Don't take prayer casual. It is too sensitive and too sacred for us to take it casual. When you take prayer casual, nothing happens for you. Lift your voice and thank God that you are entering into your season of Manasseh. Leko shada bahaya atelelele basha atalalala mama hataba ekada dada bahaya ekamana na mama mahaya antolo mama mosha. I am in my season. Etelelele meka, etelelele makaba, antelelelelele masha, emade masha da 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 baha. I am entering my season. Antele makanda nama, antaba ba 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 baha, emanta da namasha, anda da basha da la ba, emanta la ba paya, eanta la 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 masha da ba, eanta la mamaya. We are entering our season. We have entered our season of Manasseh. We have entered our season of Manasseh. Landalabaya. Thank God that you have entered your season of Manasseh. You have entered your season, your season, your season. Aledozavaya. Adadadadababa. I am in my days of Manasseh. In the last days, the last weeks, the month, as I enter 2024, I declare a season of my Manasseh. Galadabalaba. The Lord will cause me to forget the pain. The Lord will cause me to forget the denials. The Lord will cause me to forget the rejection. The Lord will cause me to forget the delays. Aranda la la ba papa, eyanta la 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 ba shaya, apala ba shanda la ha, empala ba tanda ba pa, atana la ba shanda, aranda la ba kaba, eyapala la la ba. We thank you, Lord. Aranda la ba shanda ba pa, eyanta la ba kunda ba pa, atana la 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 ba, aranda la ba ba. We thank you, Lord. We are in a season of Manasseh that you will cause us to forget the frustrations, the anguish, the pain, the sleepless nights. Hey, kala la ba ba ba, ata la 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 ba ba, ara da 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 ba. The Lord will cause me to forget the pain, to forget the frustrations. Hey, da 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 ba, hey, ba 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 ba, ara da 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 da, hey, ata la 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 la, ata te le mataya. Hey, ba la ma shana ba, ara ta la ba ba ba, hey, ata la ba ba ba. I step into the season of Manasseh. Hey, ata la ba ba. Where they look down on you, where they look down on you, God is giving you a Manasseh, a Manasseh experience, a Manasseh testimony, a Manasseh blessing, a Manasseh testimony. The season of Manasseh, the reigns of Manasseh. I am in my Manasseh. I am in my Manasseh. We enter our season of Manasseh. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Blessed is he that has not seen but yet believed. We can see we are in a season of Manasseh. Our marriages, our children, our businesses, our careers, our destiny, our finances, our academics are in the season of Manasseh. Arego do Bazaya, Eyanda la 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 la, Arada la la la, Ekaba la da ba la la, Eyanda la 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 Bazaya, Arada la ba ba ba, Arada la 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 ba. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream. Arego Bazaya, Arada la 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 ba. My season of Manasseh beckons. You want to pray and bet your season. Pray and bet it. Pray and bet it. Pray and bet it. Agonize. Agonize and push it. Your season of Manasseh, we command it to manifest. We command Manasseh, our Manasseh. The Lord will cause you to forget. Your love is sad. Your love is sad. Let the power of the Holy Ghost push you into your Manasseh. Arakadabaya, apaya la babaya, biyataya, impala na bada, ikabala wasandaya. It doesn't matter how long the years have been. Arakadabaya, for Joseph, he was 30 years before he met Pharaoh. He was 30 years, 17 years after the betrayal, 17 years after the affliction started. That was when he stood before Pharaoh. You want to push, you want to pray, you want to stand in prayer, you want to kneel in prayer, you want to lie in prayer, and give birth to your Manasseh. No matter how long the disgrace, the anguish, the delay has come, as you lift your voice in prayer, give back to your Manasseh, give back to that season of breakthrough, that season of a great testimony. I can never get done. Fighting your manners from In the power, position at the gate of your manasseh, we declare, let that power be destroyed. In this community, fighting our manners, let that power be arrested. We arrest. Clap your hands and arrest the power opposing your manners. Clap your hands and pray. Any power opposing your manners, any power opposing your manners, clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Arrest, arrest, arrest. Every opposition to the manifestation of my management. The powers of Egypt will not stop your management. The powers of slavery could not stop Joseph from seeing his management. The prison experience was not enough to deny him. Oh, Rashanaba, Mama Tela Paya, Agatana Messiah. You will see your management. You will see your management. Agatayaba, you will see Papa de Goa, Apeluata, Ayala. A season of Manasseh, over your business, over your career, Maya Daba, Bosa, Rababa, Yabaya, Abaya, Ika, Yanda, Rababa, Your season of Manasseh, the one who stopped you, Baranda, Ibalaya, oh God, arise, and announce my season of Manasseh. Let the announcement, I hear an announcement. The announcement of your Manasseh. Prophesy. I hear the announcement of your Manasseh. Rekotola Baya. Atala Baba Tina Baba Baba. God is announcing your Manasseh. God is announcing your Manasseh. God is announcing your Manasseh. God is announcing the season of your Manasseh. I hear an announcement. There is an announcement over your head, over your destiny. It's your season of Manasseh. Kayota Kabaya. Nothing can be done about it. Nobody can tamper with it. It's your season. Kadabaya. in the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. We make declarations. We end with a prayer. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. And say with me, oh God.
Oh God.
Arise.
Arise.
And pronounce.
And pronounce.
And announce.
And announce.
My season.
My season.
Of Manasseh.
Of Manasseh.
Let every second.
Let every second.
Let every minute.
Let every minute.
Let every hour.
Let every hour.
Let every moment.
Let every moment.
In the last days of 2023.
In the last days of 2023.
Work out.
Work out.
My season.
My season.
Of Manasseh.
Of Manasseh.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By divine authority.
By divine authority,
let my angels, receive the marching orders.
Receive the marching orders.
Receive the marching orders.
Receive the marching
to
orders.
To unlock my season of Manasseh.
To unlock my season of
Manasseh.
Say,
oh God,
oh God,
do something.
Do something
that will cause me.
That will cause me
to forget.
To forget
the toils.
The toils
of 2023.
Of 2023.
The pain.
The pain
of 2023.
Of 2023.
The frustration.
Frustration
of 2023. Say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father,
say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father,
do a new thing
that
will cause me to forget my frustration,
to forget my
rejection, to forget my disappointment. Say, oh God,
just one thing
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Shame and tears.
Shame and tears.
Shall not be in my last days.
Shall not be in my
in
last
the name
days.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not end up in shame.
I will not end up in shame.
I will not end up in sadness.
I will not end up in sadness.
In 2023.
In 2023.
I am ending in power.
I am ending in
power. I'm ending in honor.
I am ending in honor.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I prophesy. My season.
My season.
Of Manasseh.
Of Manasseh.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice, 3 minutes, prophesy. Lift your voice, prophesy. Lift your voice, prophesy. My season of Manasseh. blessing is released. Pray, lift your voice and pray. God said a new house has been released. There is someone receiving a breakthrough of a new house in the name of Jesus. A house you didn't buy one block, but it's coming to you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. A season of new strength, a season of new favor, a new season. It's your manners. You will look at things. Things are going to happen. You will look at them and you will smile. You will say, God, you have caused me to forget. To forget my frustrations. You have caused me to forget my frustrations. Listen to me.
Whilst I prepare, there was a word. And the Lord said, in the season of Manasseh, you will forget your anguish. Not that you will not remember what you went through, but tell them that they'll remember everyone that disappointed them. But what I'm going to do will make what happened to them of none effect. He said, I will open new doors. Amen. It's not old doors that I'll revive. He said, I'm opening new doors.
Amen.
There are new doors in the next 16 weeks in this house. Every week will be loaded with a massive testimony.
Amen.
The season of Manasseh, the curtains of the season of Manasseh has been stretched over a period of 16 weeks.
Amen.
And under this umbrella and canopy, every week is loaded with an incredible testimony.
Amen.
I decree and declare over your life that in this season of your Manasseh, all things that were locked, that should have come to you, they are unlocked suddenly.
Amen.
They are unlocked suddenly.
Amen.
They are unlocked suddenly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands and close your eyes. Lift your two hands. Let a fresh breath of his power, a fresh release of his power,
the release for our season of Manasseh. I see the hand of God come upon people. And they began to sing songs of victory. Oh, for the season of Manasseh, I see people pushed into their season. Literal push. And that will happen to somebody right now. I see people standing and being pushed into their season. Holy Spirit, touch these ones now. Touch these ones now. A literal push. I saw a lady, the breakthrough was ahead, but she could not move, and a man pushed her. It was a harvest field of rice. The man pushed her. Holy Spirit, touch a big harvest on my right. A big harvest. Receive it now. A big harvest on my right. The baskets are filled with rice. Receive it one. Receive it two. Receive it three. Oh, the pain. Because the season will be big. I see the hand of God touching people. The hand of God. Close your eyes. On the right, I sense there is a lady being pushed into a season. God is bringing you to contact with some foreigners, and poverty will end. Receive it now. Ha. Oh, reso barada bakosha da baba. Resa takama. Close your eyes. The season. Eredeva hagada vala da 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 da. Oh, receive it. A touch. A touch. A touch. I see one more person. I see. Just close your eyes and lift your toes. There's power being released on someone. There's power being released on someone right now. I see an angel giving someone cake. 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 And the Lord said, that season of Manasseh is released. Oh, and they said, open the door for her. And the man looked in the book and saw that yes, it is her time. And the Lord said, prophesy, a time has come for someone, a new day, a new season. Oh. Oh, the tears, the pain, the shame. Oh, Rada Baba Baba Kaya Nala Baba Baba. You will see Manasseh and you forget your pain. You will see Manasseh. Oh, Rada Baba Baba. Eva, Yonya, Bedek, you. Mama said in the
Oh, man.